blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus received what was bad. But he is now comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' Then the rich man said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him at least to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Moses replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, then they will repent.' But Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses or the prophets, neither will they be persuaded should someone rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's reading is now 2+ weeks into Lent. Help us focus on two very important points of the Lenten conversion that the Lord wants to bring about in each of us. First is with regard to sins of omission. A lot of the times we believe that as long as we're not physically harming somebody else, so as long as we're not thinking evil thoughts about somebody else, as long as we're not saying wicked things about people to their face or behind their back, everything's a-okay in our relationship with the Lord. Jesus tells us, no, it's not. He doesn't want us merely not to harm others. He wants us actually to love others and to do good. Today he illustrates that point. The whole Lenten season, when we pray, we're supposed to seek God's will, become so united with that will that we want what he wants. He actually wants us to love others as he has loved us first. The whole practice of almsgiving is totally directed to get us this exodus from the inside to the outside. Not just simply to harm others, but to actually go out and help others, to sacrifice what we need for those who need it more. Our fasting is ultimately so that we can learn how to hunger for what God hungers for. And then the third day of Lent, we found out, God told us through the prophet Isaiah exactly what he wanted. He hungered for us to share our bread with the hungry, for us to clothe the naked when we find them, for us never to turn the back on our own family members, for us to set those who are captive in one way or the other, imprisoned unjustly or psychologically oppressed, to try to help them as much as we can, to go out of ourselves to care. But a lot of the times, we can just say, well, as long as I'm not hurting anybody, minding my own business, that's all God wants. Nope. Today, this rich man went to hell in Jesus' parable. Not because he did any evil thing to the man at the gate. He didn't yell at him. He didn't come and beat him. He didn't send his own pets to go and molest him. He just did nothing. He didn't even lift a solitary finger when this man was dying and covered with wounds at his gate. Even the pets saw how suffering he was and went to lick his wounds to try to let the saliva on their tongues heal these open sores. But this man who had everything just went on with life as if there were no concerns. It's a great point of conversion for us. The question is why? How could he have ever gotten to that stage? And that's the second and even more important conversion God wants to work in us in Lent and the readings point to. Because his heart had become so full of all of the material stuff around him that he no longer had that type of empathy. The other two readings pondered the choice that we need to make. But whether we're going to be people for others or we're going to be people fundamentally for ourselves. First reading today, God through the prophet Jeremiah says that the choice is between being someone like the poor man who trusts in the Lord, who hopes in the Lord. And that type of person would be a tree planted beside the water, stretching out its roots to the stream. Even when it's scorching hot, he still bears fruit. His leaves stay green. To implant ourselves in the living water who is the Lord. The response for our psalm today was, blessed are those who hope in the Lord. And Lazarus, that poor man, always did. And even though on the outside he was starving to death, on the inside he was very fruitful. Even though he was full of wounds on the outside, his leaves were still green spiritually. The psalm stretches, points to that same truth. It says, blessed is the man who meditates on the law of the Lord day and night and delights in it. That's what Lazarus is. That's what God wants for us. The other path, the path of the rich man, is also pointed out. Cursed is the man who trusts in human beings and human stuff, who sinks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He's like a barren bush in the desert. Doesn't really produce any fruit that lasts. And in the responsorial psalm says, he's already dead. He's like the chaff. What used to have life in it, but that's been burned out of it. He's like the chaff that the wind blows away. Insubstantial. Even though in the eyes of the world he was loaded, even though he seemed to have it all, he had chosen to be zero. What does it mean for us? What choice are we going to make? Are we going to be one who sees that at the gate, we don't just have some poor man, but we actually have Jesus Christ in the disguise of that poor man, who when he was hungry or thirsty or naked or stranger or ill or in prison, we cared for? Or are we just going to go on with the same old, same old? Lent is to make us sensitive to Christ's own heart. The very end of the reading today, the rich man begged Abraham to send Lazarus to his brothers to warn them lest they end up in the same fate. And Abraham says they have Moses and the prophets. And it was obvious that the five brothers were ignoring Moses and the prophets just like their brother had. Because Moses and the prophets constantly call us to love our neighbor. But that wasn't sufficient for the rich man. He said, but if a man goes back from the dead, then they will believe. And as we saw after Jesus' resurrection, even when Jesus did come back from the dead, many of the scribes and the Pharisees who had persecuted him didn't repent. We need to recognize that we've got Moses and the prophets, and we're going to have on this altar Jesus Christ risen from the dead. who's calling us this Lent, who's calling us today to start to see him in the disguise of all those we meet and really open ourselves up to care for them as he would care for them in our place. We're going to have the words of consecration in a few minutes. And those words, "This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood," have a double signification. When he calls us to do this in his memory, he's first calling us to celebrate the Mass from the rising of the sun to its setting until the end of time. But there's another application, which is we're supposed to do the same in his memory, to go out to others and say, "This is my body, this is my blood, this is my sweat, this is my tears, these are my calluses, this is my stuff, this is all I have given out of love for you." If we leave Mass with that type of charity, then we will be planting ourselves in that living water of Jesus. Our leaves will always be green. Our fruit will always be abundant. And then we will come to that place where we will have the joy to meet Abraham and Lazarus and Our Lady of Wisdom and all the saints. But that is the choice we have, whether to hope in God or hope in mammon. Let us ask the Lord to make the choice Lazarus did, so that we might experience Lazarus' eternal prize. Praise be Jesus Christ.